University of Arizona professor Daniel Asia has been appointed to the National Council on the Arts, the advisory body for the National Endowment for the Arts, which awards grants and funding to initiatives that support the arts all over the country. Asia is a professor of music and composition at the U of A, as well as a composer and conductor. And he told me he's excited about the appointment. But it comes at a time when President Trump could defund the agency. His latest budget, like many budgets before it, would zero out funding for the NEA. I spoke with Asia more about that and why he says federal funding for the arts is essential.
I'm a great lover of all of the arts. Professionally, I'm a composer and conductor. So I've been involved with the classical music world and particularly the new music classical world for, probably about 40 years or a little more. So I'm hoping to bring the perspective of an active artist and someone who's been active in the arts to these kinds of proceedings and meetings. It's not necessarily true that artists play a large role or at least have a place at the table necessarily. And so I'm hoping to represent my cohort of colleagues who paint, who dance, and who create music and who play music.
So former members of the National Council on the Arts, we looked this up, include people like Ralph Ellison, Leonard Bernstein, Agnes DeVille, Gregory Peck. Like, these are icons in their fields. What's it like to be among them?
Oh, it's a little bit overwhelming because those are some pretty great people. It's pretty cool. What, I think that's a good word in this circumstances to be at least nominated and hopefully then to be confirmed and be placed in the same at the same table where they sat and sitting in the same chairs and trying to help with the mission of making sure that the arts are part of American society.
So you've said that for the last 10 to 15 years, you are concerned about the state of high culture, whether there will be room for it, you said, in the cultural landscape. What do you mean by that? What are your concerns?
Well, I simply mean that America has always been a country of popular culture. That's really what we do and provide to the world, whether that means pop music of the last 50 years or so, or jazz going through the last 100 years or so, or Hollywood, for example, Broadway. But there's also a long legacy of, quote, the classical arts, unquote, in America, whether you just mentioned Leonard Bernstein. Well, Lenny not only did West Side Story and other shows, but he wrote a bunch of symphonies and song cycles and operas, and he wants to be remembered for that as much or more so than West Side Story. And the legacy of American symphonic music goes all the way back to Ives and beforehand, at least somewhat, and then up to now. So my concern is simply that the realm of classical culture, if we want to call it high culture, not get squeezed out either at the table at the NEA, where I don't think it will, but also in society generally. In other words, if we classify the high arts simply as that which has lasted, that people for hundreds of years have said, hey, this is really good stuff. You know, it won't hurt you to check it out. Even if you end up not liking it, check this stuff out.
Yeah.
So I'd like to make sure that we as Americans are able to keep doing that.
There are some challenges here, though, right? So since 1981, it turns out, there have been numerous attempts to abolish the National Endowment for the Arts, the NEA, there, that your council is under. It started with Ronald Reagan, continued with efforts by Newt Gingrich. Every budget proposal since 2017 has called for completely defunding the NEA, including the 2021 budget that's currently before Congress now. I just want to get your take on this. Like, what do Americans lose if we defund the NEA at a federal level?
Well, it's been proposed that it be zeroed out, but it never has been. And there's a good reason for that. And that's because both the National Endowment for the Arts and I suspect the National Endowment for Humanities as well is really finds its place in in every state and in probably every district of the country. In other words, it's one of those things that's ubiquitous in its effect on Americans. So that's why I doubt if it would be zeroed out, which is to say that the effects of these endowments are felt by everyone. And the grants are relatively small, $10,000, $20,000, $30,000 is my understanding. And by the way, that's always matched one-to-one by the localities in which the money goes to. And I think there are figures such that for every dollar that that these endowments put in, they garner support of $9 more, which suggests that, hey, Americans really like this stuff. They go to this. They the effects of the endowments are really, really strong. And quite frankly, there's no question that the arts are good for people. They just make us better people, and they make us healthier people. And I think they make us more open people, quite frankly. And that's part of being American, is being open to new experiences and open to new people. And we are, in that way, I suspect, more than just about any other culture around the world.
All right. So this is radio, and you're a composer and a conductor. So I have to ask you to give us a song to take you out on in this interview. What song should we end with?
Oh, boy, that's tough. I don't know. Why don't you take something from Leonard Bernstein's arias and barcaroles?
And that is Daniel Asia, a professor in the University of Arizona Fred Fox School of Music. Professor Asia, thank you so much for coming on the show.
Thanks for having me. It's been a pleasure.